with Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, the elevators are receiving grain as far north as Kingfisher. What's coming in?
I think the quality is coming in relatively good. We were hoping for 11.5% protein or better. I think we're getting that. We were hoping for test weights above 58 pounds per bushel, and I think we're getting that.
And what happened to prices this week?
We had a rally early in the week, about a 37-cent price increase. Then we lost a little bit later in the later portion of the week. We did get a 5-cent basis gain in southern Oklahoma. I think that's positive for prices.
And what's driving those prices?
Well, the fundamentals haven't changed in the supply and demand situations. We do have the funds still getting out of their short positions by buying into the market. Reports indicate they went from about 111,000 contracts short, that's 555 million bushels, down to about 60,000 short. That's liquidating about 250,000 or buying back 250,000. I think they're still driving prices higher. Plus, we've had the index of the dollar decline about 2.5 points. That's about 15 cents a bushel on the export market, a better price. Doesn't sound like much, but say you got a million bushel cargo, a shipload of wheat, that's about $150,000. And now we're talking about some real money.
So next week, the USDA is going to be releasing that WASDE report. And what are the market expectations?
If you look at the Bloomberg Survey of Market Analysts, they've got all wheat production for 2015 at 2,095,000 bushels compared to 2,026,000 last year, slightly higher. Hard red winter wheat at 850 million bushels compared to 738 million last year, so both of those slightly higher. Any stocks on all wheat at 794 million bushels compared to 709 last year, higher any stocks. And all wheat for the world is 7.4 billion compared to just under 7.4 last year. Higher any stocks, higher production, probably prices remain in the levels we've seen them over the last couple months.
And finally, how should farmers sell that 2015 wheat crop?
Well, I looked at the last 29 years of what worked and what didn't work. The one thing you don't want to do is to put a storage hedge in. You can sell it all at harvest. You can sell it all in October, November, and December. You can sell a third in June, a third in September, October, a third in November, December. Or you can sell it all now and buy a call option. Statistically, there's no difference in any of those strategies over time.
Thank you, Kim. We'll see you next week.